producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. Now, folks, I just want to give you a real quick heads up. What we're going to be talking about today is a piece written by Tim Brown about yours truly. I was humored by it. I ran across it today, and I thought it was important for you to understand what we're up against out there. We're up against the professors that are allowed to teach the young people the things that they're teaching them today. Communism, stupidity, in every sense of the word. And I want to say what Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said. He said, "Nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." And folks, I want to tell you what, that is the definition of the modern day professor in the liberal colleges of America today. I also want to let you know where our colleges started. For example, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, so on and so forth, because I want you to understand that those colleges were actually used to raise up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, 262 of the 288 colleges in the United States of America during and after the Revolutionary War, friends, did you know that they were preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ speaking to the presidents of those colleges? So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes, and we're also going to find out exactly as to, topic, we'll give you the history, we'll give you the quotes. Again, folks, what we're doing is we're giving you the facts, we're not giving you opinion here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So, without further ado, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, again, BradleyDean1, double E. Our Facebook accounts, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on our Facebook accounts. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866, over the next hour, that is, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, Woodrow Wilson, the 28th President of the United States of America, again, love him or hate him, was right when he said, "We're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about." He said, "America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotions to the elements of righteousness which are derived from what? The revelations of Holy Scripture." Remember when Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church"? That was upon the revelation of Jesus Christ, folks. Just so you understand, because I know a lot of folks, they like to take that out of context. The church is built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. Read the book of Revelations, as a matter of fact. So, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. what is going on out there, friends, in America? It's just getting crazy. The Lord said that he'd turn that nation into hell that forgets him. The Lord has had me in the book of Jeremiah over the last couple days, and I just got out of it about a month and a half ago. And here I am again reading the book of Jeremiah, understanding the heart of God for his people. And in saying that, folks, we can see exactly, again, line upon line, precept upon precept, the things taking place in our country today are the very fruits of a nation that departs wickedly from the Lord God of Israel. But in saying that, sonsoflibertymedia.com, bigger than Bundy Ranch, militia put on level two alert to defend Oregon ranchers against tyrannical feds who label them terrorists. Friends, you do need to understand the terrorists. And again, I've been sharing this with you over the last month or so, but terrorist, friends, defined out in the Oxford English Dictionary is government by intimidation. Folks, you got to keep in mind it's the DOD, it's this administration that is labeling those that don't bow to its tyrannical ways terrorists, friends. And there's nothing new under the sun, because when you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll see that the king, tyrant King George, the mentally ill individual, that's a fact, AccuJack, he labeled our forefathers terrorists as well. See, terrorists to the terrorist, friends, are those that don't bow to their whims, and what they want to do is they want to label you as an enemy to the state, when in fact they're the ones violating the laws that they're supposed to magnify. And that's exactly what we're seeing out in Oregon right now. Again, bigger than Bundy Ranch, militia put on level 2 alert to defend Oregon ranchers against tyrannical feds who label them terrorists. By the way, friends, when you read the Constitution of the United States of America, you do need to understand, not only in the Bill of Rights, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, concerning the militia, you need to understand something, America. You are the militia. And you also need to understand that when reading the Constitution, going back to not just the Bill of Rights, but going back to, I believe it's Article 2, Section 8. Hold on one second here, folks. It's Article 1, forgive me. Section 8. Yes. Live radio. Section 8. Article 1, Section 8. To provide for calling for the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. That is the purpose of the militia, friends. The state-controlled narrative is to label militia as if they're some lone gunman, lone wolf, criminals, outlaws, and so on and so forth, friends, through their definitions, when in fact the opposite is of true. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States says that the purpose of the militia work with the government, not outside. And keep in mind, America, you are the government, to provide for calling forth the militia, that's me and you, to work with good government to execute the laws, not to violate the laws the way that the federal government is violating the laws. And the state-controlled narrative is to actually call the righteous that are standing up, magnifying the laws against those tyrannical feds, labeling them terrorists, friends. You got to put this into perspective. Nothing new under the sun. To provide for the calling forth of the militia to execute the laws of the Union, to suppress insurrections and repel invasions. Even if that means it's your government, friends, acting outside of the scope of authority in which they're doing in Oregon today, understand what the Constitution says today. And again, keep in mind, it's this administration that is outlaw, that is operating, usurping authority, operating out of its scope of authority, transgressing the Constitution of the United States of America over and over and over again, acting out in good bad behavior, friends. You do need to understand these are the people that are labeling the good people in this country as terrorists, when in fact, folks, the opposite is true. And let's go back to the original definition. Oxford English Dictionary, terrorism. Terror was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. And friends, again, just setting the record straight, that's exactly what's happening right now in Oregon, folks. Let's set it straight and open our eyes and understand law. They are breaking the law, friends, and we need to stand up on their side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, talking about terrorism and just defining the word again, intimidation by government. This is exactly what you're seeing globally right now, intimidation by government. They are labeling people terrorists that do not fall in line with a global order, a new world order. As a matter of fact, it was the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, that rightly said out of his own mouth, you can hear him say this online, that a terrorist is someone that refuses to accept the New World Order. And we're seeing this happening on a daily basis from this administration. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about what's going on in Article 1, Section 8, and what's going on in Oregon concerning that family out there that's being zeroed in on by the federal government illegally, friends. And what we need to do is get back to law so you can understand who is right and who is wrong. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama's DOJ, Department of Injustice, might I add, hasn't responded to 32 petitions from ammunition manufacturers in 4 years. They're not doing their job. They're leading on their agenda. They're leading on what these minions and these useful idiots are told to do. Okay? They're not even responding. They're not acting as American government, friends. They're acting outside of the American Constitution. But here's the Obama DOJ. They haven't responded to 32 petitions from ammunition manufacturers in 4 years. Don't we have a right to address and readdress grievances concerning our government? Yes, we do. Well, how come this administration is not responding? Yet they want to disarm you, friends. sonsoflibertymedia.com, Hillary Clinton's Muslim Brotherhood tied Huma Abedin. She said, I want Muslim refugees to flood America. This is the devil speaking into the devil's ear. Hillary Clinton. She said, I want Muslim refugees to flood into America. Now, folks, when you go back to Barack Hussein Obama, don't forget, friends, he's got one speaking into his ear, too. See, Mama tells him whose pants or what pants or what pair to wear on a daily basis. But you need to keep in mind that Valerie Jarrett is a Muslim, Iranian-born Muslim as well. Okay? Sons of Liberty Media.com. Turkey's donating of Russian jet is Obama's fault, and here's why. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Folks, you can go ahead and blame the government all day long for the things that they do, but the fact of the matter is, friends, you're tolerating their crimes. Speaking of which, media's Islamophobia, stooge arrested for being tied to Islamic State. Don't tell me I didn't tell you, friends, because I tell you every day how you're being duped by ill-designing men. Listen to what I just said. MSNBC, for probably the five listeners and five watchers that they have, but you need to understand the crime involved here. Media's Islamophobia stooge arrested for being tied to Islamic State. This is the guy that stands back and talks about how Islam and Muslims in America are victims to the American people. Okay. Well, we just found out again, and folks, this happens all the time. The Lord said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. But America, I have a question for you. How many times through God's mercy do these people need to be discovered for their crimes and uncovered for their crimes on a daily basis before you actually act and bring forth justice? Again, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Media Islamophobia through MSNBC. If you can even stomach them, friends. There's no credibility. Zero zilch. But they have been putting up a guy who claims that they're victims in America. Well, they just found out that, guess what, friends? He's tied to the Islamic State, ISIS. Okay? Again, friends, I don't have time to go through all of this, but please go through Sons of Liberty Media.com's website. There's tons of articles. Tim, senior editor, Tim Brown, is posting continuously throughout the day, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and it is worthy, friends, to check out as to what's going on out there in a big way, friends, because, again, we're not talking about a third world country. We are talking about your country. Folks, I wanted to get over to this article because I thought it was rather humorous, but starting off again with Martin Luther King Jr., he said, nothing in all the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Well, that's the definition of today's professor. Friends, if when I'm doing a high school assembly or if I'm doing a college, it's interesting how college professors are actually giving their students extra credit to go protest me. Now, what they don't realize is what Jesus said. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And they draw a crowd for me as they put me on the front page of the paper without asking me one question. That's okay. That's how it works, because these people, they fall into the pit that they themselves dig 24/7, friends, because the Lord promised, and that's exactly what we have seen in 20 years of ministry here, and he has not failed us, not one word of his covenant concerning his promises to his people, namely in this ministry. Interestingly enough, an article was written by Tim Brown. He labeled it, preacher and rocker Bradley Dean teaches college professors a thing or two about America's heritage. Now, this is what he said, and I thought it was funny because I'm going to bring you through this line upon line, precept upon precept. Folks, what happened is I was in North Carolina doing a college, and then I had the opportunity, the door opened up for me to actually have opportunity to teach the professors in that college, and there was about 75 to 100 of them in the room. Now, going back to Tim's article, I want to set the stage, and I want you to see, and I have a big screen up there, so I'm going through everything, again, line upon line, precept upon precept, and then I'm asking these professors questions, just basic, common sense questions. Now, keep in mind, friends, these people like to use these big words. I'm not seeing a whole lot of that anymore, because the professors have been dummied down majorly, but you need to keep in mind, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said that philosophy is nothing more than big words with common sense meaning. And when I bring it down to common sense, it's interesting how these people don't understand these common sense definitions, questions, or answers to the things that I'm laying out for them. And I want to tell you why. Because they themselves, if they can't explain it, it's because they themselves don't understand it. And it was actually Albert Einstein that rightly said that. So right on. So do you have the setting here? I hope you do. I'm in a classroom with all these professors taking the time to listen to my program. Now, as the nation braced itself before a bitter budget, said Tim Brown. A standoff between factions on Capitol Hill recently, the professor of a small college town in North Carolina got their own education about certain fundamentals about America. Preacher and rock musician Bradley Dean, whose towering 6'5" frame dominated the speaker's area, roused his listeners to a new level of American loyalty. Some of the teachers at the community college, several hours south of Raleigh, North Carolina, no doubt shifted their feet nervously at being quizzed on American politics by an unlikely tutor, Dean. The long-haired rocker musician and preacher had these squirming for answers and had them squirming for answers to questions that many of them perhaps had not thought about since grammar school. For example, have you taken the time to read our founding documents? I asked, wrote Tim. For example, the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. Well, the listeners wriggled nervously, he said, their cell phones hanging limp at their sides. Guilty as charged, wrote Tim. If you don't know where you came from, then how do you know where you're going, said Bradley to the professors in this local community college. He continued, quoting Thomas Jefferson, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be, Dean continued. In other words, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. That's exactly right. But what is the presupposition? I'm going to you now, friends. What is the presupposition that God is? But what if that presupposition that God is now removed from the equation? What happens now? They have to take a leap of faith, and now we're talking about humanism. Now we're talking about evolution. Now we're talking about taking a step of faith in the wrong direction, leaping forward, attempting to receive the end of our faith, even the demise of our own souls by walking away from Jesus Christ, who said that he was that the way to life is straight and narrow and difficult is the way. For example, I had to share with these professors in this college that, did you know that, for example, Harvard, when it was started by Congregationalists for training the ministers of gospel of Jesus Christ? And then I'd have to name off the signers of the Declaration and the President, so on and so forth, and the signer of our Constitutions. I'm sorry, the signers of our Constitution and other prominent leaders I'd have to name, like Fisher Ames, architect, along with George Washington, architect of Article I, Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, or maybe even Timothy Pickering, a Revolutionary War general, Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams. These are the guys that all went through Harvard. And when I'm telling the teachers and the professors these things, they're looking at me like a bunch of a deer looking in headlights. They didn't know how to respond because they're thinking to themselves, well, that's not what my professor told me. That's exactly right. See, because the professors want to put themselves in the position as to God's position. And that's just not going to fly. Read Isaiah 14. And then I'd have to go on and tell them, did you know that Harvard actually trained up our founding forefathers? And did you know the answer to the question that is set forth in Harvard's two mottos? Because we need to ask the question, what's the educational philosophy? Well, for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Well, what about Yale? Folks, I'm laying out the lyceum that I had with professors in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'm going to come right back to Yale and Princeton, and then I'm going to highlight the rest of this article for you. Pretty cool, Tim. Pretty cool.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about an article that Tim Brown wrote, preacher and rocker dude, that would be me, Bradley Dean, teaches college professors a thing or two about America's heritage. Folks, this is true. I'm not saying this to be smart. I've noticed that students in colleges are stupider and more dummied down and stupefied more so than those kids in public schools. I've seen that. That's a fact. That's a fact. AccuJack. I'm not just saying that. And I want to tell you why. When you begin to deal with the professors, you'll understand why they are so stupefied in the first 5 minutes. By the way, you'll notice that I put the number out there quite a bit, right? 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I've been on the radio for 14, 15 years now. I have yet to have one professor ever call in. Never. I wouldn't call in either. I mean, these guys are giving their students extra credit to protest me, to come to my events, really, is what it comes down to. They don't want to be called out under the carpet. Why? Because, as I always say, friends, we have the founding documents right in front of our face. We have them written upon our hearts. And they don't like that. See, these people don't want to be ruled. These are the free love jokers from the 60s, the burnt hippies that are still burnt on PCP. Yeah, friends, these are the ones teaching your students today. Well, Tim Brown actually took the time to write an article, again, called Preacher and Rocker, Bradley Dean Teaches College Professors a Thing or Two About America's Heritage. I had about 75 to 100 of them in Raleigh, North Carolina, And I was going through our founding documents, and I was asking them questions. I laid out to them, have you ever taken the time to read our founding documents? Have you ever read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights of the Constitution? Folks, I even asked them, are we a constitutional republic or a democracy? Every single hand in the room concerning this professor said that we were a democracy. They've been stupefied by the one that you call a joke in the White House, just like the one that was before him, the one that preceded him, and the one that preceded him, the one that keeps, and those presidents and those administrations that continuously inundate the American people with the fact that we're a democracy when we're not. They didn't know the difference, friends, and this isn't funny, and I'm not backhanding these people. I'm saying this is why you're in trouble. This is what you've given your kids to. And just think about it. Your students, your sons and daughters have to pay these teachers to teach them what is un-American. Folks, I don't know how many questions I put to these professors, and they couldn't tell me the right answer. Just common sense, basic questions to who we are concerning our foundations. They couldn't answer them. And it wasn't just one or two, and I'm not embellishing this. I'm not over-exaggerating this. I'm telling you, this is why you're in trouble. Matter of fact, going back to the democracy and the republic, I did a tea party in Michigan about 3 years ago, and a little 11-year-old boy was in there with his parents. And I was talking about the difference between a democracy and a republic. He went to school the next day. The teacher, just by chance, asked the question to the students, are we a democracy or a republic? The little boy raised his hand and said, we are a republic. The teacher got mad at this 11-year-old boy. Wrong kid to get mad at, by the way. She got mad at this little boy and says, well, if you believe that we're a republic, then you're a Republican. And if you believe we're a democracy, then you're a Democrat. This is a teacher in public schools. Read Article 4, Section 4. And folks, what's interesting is when you call them out by just loving on them enough to tell them, listen, have you read the documents, the founding documents, Article 4, Section 4? No, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter anymore. To their own demise. And folks, just for the sake of them not being corrected for being wrong, they won't go back and read the founding documents because they don't want to be wrong. They want to justify themselves in front of the students. Well, without further ado, this little 11-year-old boy won the day because his parents got involved. They weren't the kind of people that you were just going to push over. Nope. The parents got involved and took it back to the teacher and had a meeting and dealt with the teacher. And boy, can you imagine if every family in this country would do that? We wouldn't have a bunch of liberal whacks in public schools teaching kids that 4 + 4 equals whatever you want it to be. But going back to this college setting, friends, I just simply shared with the professors, did you know that Yale was started by Congregationalists for training the ministers of gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then I would share with them the Declaration signers from Yale, the signers of the Constitution from Yale. And then I would just basically lay out Yale's admonishments concerning students. Above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and lead you to a saving knowledge of his God and his Son, Jesus Christ. And then I would take them to Princeton, these professors. Princeton was started by Presbyterians for, guess what, to train up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then I'd share with the teachers, these professors, as they would call themselves, what it produced and the signers that it produced concerning the Declaration or the signers of the Constitution out of Princeton. And then other prominent leaders from Princeton. And then I would share with them John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton, also a signer of the Declaration of Independence, what he required of students. In Princeton, he said, every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There be assigned to each class certain exercises for their Christian religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. Wow. And then I would share with them, these professors, that in 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And over one-third of faculty across America were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
As a matter of fact, in 1890, survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, president of the University of Vermont and University of Michigan, they found that over 90% of colleges had chapel services, 50% had compulsory chapel, 25% required church attendance. And folks, these people were dumbfounded. These professors were stupefied. Their mouths were dragging on the floor. This simple, simple stuff. And then I told them, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be. And then I went through our heritage and told them who we were, about our signers, took them to the Washington Monument, went back to our landmarks nationwide, for example, the Liberty Bell, where it says Leviticus 25:10, and proclaimed liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Of course, they didn't know that. Then I take them to Lady Liberty, and then I go to the Declaration of Independence, which is in her left hand, and then I talk about where do your rights come from to these professors. They had no idea. They had not a clue. If they don't have a clue, and they're the ones teaching your kids, what do you suppose they're sowing into the kids of America? And then I would share with them what President Harry Truman said when he said the fundamental basis of the nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus, St. Matthew, from Isaiah, and St. Paul. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. What are we seeing today, friends? Just exactly that. And who better to know than a tyrant how to destroy a country? But in America, who's been given so much, hey folks, much has been given to America, and much is required. But why is it that tyrants always go to the presupposition, to God? Why do they always want to remove God? Because when you can do that and a people will swallow the pill, per se, guess what? They'll drink the Kool-Aid, per se. That's how you destroy a country. But people have to choose to walk away. People have to choose to depart from a living God, just like these so-called professors did. A general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. Just go to the foundation. Folks, that's all you have to do is just go to the foundation. That's how you destroy a country. And who is at war concerning our foundations and our American heritage, our Christian heritage, more than this administration, going all the way back to Daddy Bush? Nobody. Every one of them is guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks. Every single one of them. And by the way, this happened, this started happening in this country in the 60s. Because 97% of the people said to the Supreme Court, you go ahead and do whatever you want to do. We'll just enjoy our prosperity. Yet God warned us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 to beware not to forget God and our prosperity. Highlighting, friends, an article that Tim Brown wrote of yours truly doing a college in Raleigh, North Carolina. I had the opportunity to speak to the teachers. And folks, I'll tell you what, it was probably only one of all of the programs that I've done where we did not film it. And that should have been one of the most important ones that I should have filmed, because I want you to see what's going on in colleges. I want you to see what's going on in public schools. And see, folks, this is why the state-run narrative is to demonize and polarize anybody from the outside to go into those colleges outside of the professors to teach those kids. And see, what the kids are taught to do is they're taught to jam the messenger. In other words, shout him down. Don't listen to a thing he has to say. This is what they're teaching your kids today. These are proxy groups, friends, working against who you are as a people. Interestingly enough, I want to make this a real quick point. This is coming to mind right now. Just for an example, do you guys remember just a couple weeks ago, I don't even think it was that long. I think it was about a week and a half ago. There was a little girl that was complaining about how the American taxpayer should pay for her schooling. Do you remember this girl? She was on television. The conservatives picked her up all across the country. Her name was Keely Mullen. She was the one, the spokesperson at the forefront of the generation complaining about the unfairness of student debt and income equality. I'm sorry, she said inequality. Hey, folks, stay that thought. This is going to blow you away. But this is why I always pull the curtain back on those that the state-run narrative uses as their useful idiots. Because when you pull the curtain back, you're always surprised that the state-run controlled media got away with this one. Because, folks, this is another one that was uncovered. And I'm about to show you again the mercy of God by uncovering this useful idiot. And we're going to call her for what she is in just a moment.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and his witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wow, folks, I'm just doing a little research during the break here, and I'm telling you what, folks, again, keep in mind, Useful Idiots was a name that was used by Vladimir Lenin, a revolutionary, he was actually a useful idiot as well for Joseph Stalin until Stalin got in power, and then they were afraid of Stalin, but he was used as a useful idiot as well. Interestingly enough, he would brand himself with such a name, but the fact of the matter is that's where that name comes from, a useful idiot. And they would use these people to break through. And keep in mind, folks, what's going on concerning these proxy groups, these little Black Lives Matters, the atheists, the homosexuals. It's all governments. It's all government behind all of this, friends. You do need to understand that that's who's behind those that are attempting to incite riot in America, domestic insurrection. It's a fact. Okay? Now, it's interesting. I was just making the point concerning a useful idiot, and I'm looking at her sorry self right now. But if you remember right, about a week and a half ago, there's this girl, a college student, who thought she knew all, she was all that in a bag of chips. And she just, listen, if you wanted to learn anything, you just talk to little Keely Mullen. Okay? But the conservatives were pushing her out there because she thought within herself that, you know what, we shouldn't have to pay for our own schooling. The taxpayers should have to do that. And she's at the forefront of a generation complaining about this, friends, the unfairness of student debt and income inequality. Look at the words. Look at how confused these students are, friends. But I want you to know who Keely Mullen is. Because this little precious cupcake grew up in her family's home. This is the girl that's at the forefront of this new generation complaining about the unfairness of student debt and income inequality. In other words, agreeing with communists. This little cupcake grew up in her family's $990,000 home on Chicago's north side while attending this prestigious Francis W. Parker School. $32,830 annually spent for her tuition. And now she's currently a student at Northeastern University, where tuition is $46,000 plus $14,475 room and board. And her daddy's annual salary is, guess what, friends, $1 million. This was the girl that was complaining about income inequality and unfairness concerning student debt. I wonder if her daddy's a senator or a congressman. Because those folks, they for some reason think that they are demigods. They think they're better than the rest of us. But these are the people complaining, folks. Just like I was talking about earlier, concerning about what's going on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, look at the fronts that they use. I'm not getting off track here, folks. I'm still on track. But look at the people they use. Media's Islamophobia stooge arrested for being tied to ISIS? Of course. These are the people that are bought and paid for to be used as the useful idiots to push through their agenda. But see, what happens when people pull the curtain back, you find out that there's a different story. You're often finding out, exactly 99.9% of the time, you're finding out that they're the ones perpetuating the crimes. That they're claiming they're the victims of. Folks, what it always comes back to, they're the victims of law. That's what the issue is. Now, that was a little bunny trail for those that needed to know that. But again, going back to preacher rocker Bradley Dean teaches college professors thing or two concerning America's heritage by Tim Brown. I thought it was funny. I thought it was cool that he wrote it. But on a serious note, I'm taking it up today. Tim Brown, God has never shielded away from choosing an unlikely messenger like Hilkiah, the high priest in the ancient days of Judah, who discovered the book of the law in the temple of the Lord and took it to the king, 2 Kings 22:8 through 13. Dean was taking the laws and traditions of America to today's men of influence. Folks, that's all you have to do to find out what the problem is all the way around the boards. That's all you have to do is take it to leadership, folks. How many times we've been in front of politicians that didn't even know what the Constitution said? Yet they're representing we the people. There you have it. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robe and he gave these orders. Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. He's talking about the Torah, the Decalogue, the five books of Moses. The law, our foundation, something called the Mosaic Institution, friends, which is laid on the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence. Who's there? The supreme judge of the world, divine providence, laws of nature and nature's God. Your inalienable rights given unto you by your what? Your creator. That's all you have to do to find out what the problem is in this country. Everywhere you see an issue of lawlessness, it's because they have departed from God. It's really that simple. It really is that simple. Did you want to add anything, Steph?
Well, it's it's true that when you depart from God, what do you expect to happen? And when you're looking at, you know, girls such as this one girl complaining about her daddy's $1 million salary and how much she, there really is this mentality that you owe me. You know, it reminds me back of, you know, JFK. What did he say? He said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And now it's like, well, let's just go ahead and ask. This should be paid for and this should be paid for. What about you working for your keep?
Yeah.
The Bible says he that doesn't work shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
So why do we have this mentality with our young people nowadays that they can just, you know?
It's communism, because this is all being seeded by those in government behind the scenes. You'll find that this is the case every single time. They don't have if they don't have controllers, friends, they have handlers. That's why it never directly goes back to government, because those in government that are inciting all of this, they're trying to divide and conquer the people by finding little tiny groups. And let me ask you something, friends. Who breathes life into these groups? Black Lives Matters, the atheists, all three of them across the boards. Less than 1.6% of the population that calls themselves gays. Who's breathing life into all of these issues? The state-controlled media is. Who do they work with? This administration. So, folks, it always goes back directly up to the flagpole if you stay on the flagpole. But you got to go to the top and you'll find out who's responsible every single time. But going back to my point, Noah Webster said that all miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And isn't it interesting that those that commit the crime of vice, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, war, they're the ones guilty of actually committing the crime, but they always blame Christians for doing what God rebuked himself.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely humorous to me. And people don't know the difference. If people can't make the distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled, then folks, you've got coming what you've got coming. But that's exactly what we're seeing across the boards. And folks, what I've been talking about here is Tim Brown's article about how I was sent into a college in Raleigh, North Carolina. And folks, these college professors, they didn't know their left hand from their right hand, and yet these are the teachers, professors that are being paid to teach the up-and-coming generation. And you have to wake up and understand why it's so important to go to the next generation who's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. But the higher you go, and I say this on the radio every once in a while too, but the higher I go concerning the church in America and in government in America, I can understand exactly why we're in trouble, because of the compromise that I see the higher I go. And the more that we compromise, friends, the more trouble we're going to get into. The answer is too simple, and I find it throughout the Bible from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. You want the answer to America's dilemma? America, get back to Christ. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less. Let me say it one more time. Nothing more and nothing less. I end with, I asked these professors, do you love your freedoms? I asked the professors, do you love your freedoms in Raleigh, North Carolina? They, of course, answered in the affirmative. And then I shared with them, freedom was not given to do what you want to do, but what we ought to do. And again, they all agreed. So the fact of the matter is, what we need to do is get back to religion and morality, which are the essential pillars of civil society, to understand why we're in trouble today. Because, friends, it really is that simple. It really is. There is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. If you want the answers, the Bible is right in front of you. No matter where you're at in the United States of America, there's a Bible very close to you. Rest assured. That's all you have to do is open it up and read.
You know, and that's right. And if you're thankful for your liberties and your freedoms, both in the natural and in the spiritual, that will move you to action, because love is an action. 1 John 3:18 always says, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And during this time of Thanksgiving, we are sincerely thankful for all of our sons and daughters of liberty. If you have not yet signed up to support this ministry on a monthly basis, please do consider us. I know many people make year-end donations as we're coming to the closing of the year. And especially as you consider those kind of ministries that you want to support, please think of the Sons of Liberty, who is doing this work day in and day out, preaching to the masses, whether it be in high schools, at universities, colleges, tea parties across the airwaves, both nationally and internationally. Please support this work, because we cannot do it without you. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Happy Thanksgiving, friends. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Psalm 33:12. That is you. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.